Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're answering? Hi. I apologize. What's your name?
My name is Natasha Duros.
Hi, Natasha. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you have any sort of serious injury or ailment after taking the Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was diagnosed with meningioma.
Meningioma. Okay, I'm so sorry
yes.
to hear. Where was that located?
In my brain.
Brain, okay. Okay, and do you know when you were diagnosed with that? What year?
Yes, 2019. 2019,
okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, no ma'am.
Okay, no worries. And then next year we'll go through the Depo Provera information. Did you... receive a pill, or did you do the Depo shot?
The shot.
Okay, and did you consume or use the name brand injectable, Depo Provera?
Yes,
okay.
It was Pfizer.
Okay. And then do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started taking it?
2012.
Okay, and then
yes.
Do you know what year estimately you stopped?
2019.
Okay. And then within, and I know you used it for a couple years here, but within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you used it for roughly 7 years total?
Yes.
And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My agenda as to what?
Your gender. Female, male.
Oh, my gender. Oh,
yeah.
Female. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're good.
Okay.
And then can you spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's Natasha. Last name is Duros, Douros.
Okay, perfect. And it looks like there actually an email came through as well. It looks like it's your first name dot last name 6@iCloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then is the 928-242-0552, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
It's 1521 South Phipps, Phipps Drive in Pine Top.
You said
PP.
IPP.
S. Drive.
Okay, and city?
Pine Top. Arizona. 85935.
And the city... Or, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat the zip code once more?
85935.
85935.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And city was Pine Top.
Yes, one word.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And then next year, the medical information, was the Depo Provera administered by the doctor or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Doctor. Okay, and then
yes.
Do you know how many times per year, estimately, you were getting the shots done?
Well, once every 3 months.
Okay, so 4 times per year?
Yes.
Okay, so 4 times 7 would be 28, so roughly 28 times for
yes,
total
roughly.
Injections. Okay, and then...
Yes.
Do you remember the doctor that gave you the injections or what facility?
Dr. Connolly.
Connolly?
Yes.
Okay. And what city?
In Sholo, Arizona.
It was Sholo?
Yeah, one
Sholo,
word.
Okay. Sorry about that. And Connolly is like C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was it Patrick Connolly?
Oh, he's OBGYN?
Yes. In Sholo,
yes.
Arizona. Okay. Is it on Sutter Drive? Does that sound familiar?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, one moment here. Okay, it looks like the name of it is Connolly Care. So bear with me here. So that's prescribing. And then as far as the diagnosis, do you remember the method of diagnosis, if it was a CT scan, MRI, or both?
And a blood test.
CT and a blood test?
It was an MRI blood test and not like in a biopsy.
Okay. And then do you happen to remember your diagnosing doctor's name or facility?
Yes, it was Dr. Cole in New Mexico.
New Mexico.
University of New Mexico. Yeah, University of New Mexico Hospital.
Okay, Chad Cole.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, is he your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And bear with me. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And then bear with me. Is the New Mexico University Hospital on Lomas Boulevard?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember exact address, but it is on Lomas.
Okay. No worries. I found it.
Okay.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was there like chemo, radiation, surgery?
There was brain surgery, and I took steroids.
And steroids. Okay. And then did you, I know you said you haven't had a prior cancer diagnosis. You never received any prior radiation or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have any family history of meningiomas?
No.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah, 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you do have a medical record showing your meningioma, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then are you able, they'll request them, but in the case that they're having difficulties, are you able to provide them via mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you happen to have access to your MyChart login?
Not at this time, but
You can get it. Okay.
Get that set up. Yeah.
Okay. And then emergency contacts will be request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add one?
Sure.
Do they live with you?
It's actually my oldest son. I'd like to put him down.
Okay. Okay. And his name?
His name's Antonio.
Antonio.
Yes.
Same last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said son.
Yeah. He's 19. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then his phone number?
Is 928-358-7091.
Okay. Perfect. And then we make sure nothing else is needed. For the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
4/25/80.
4/25/1980.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your social?
It's 527-97-4436.
And again, 527-97-4436?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me here. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.